Pins, that'd be good. We'll do our usual let's look at the lakes. Filthy, filthy views. All right, so titled this one, I taught 10,000 men how to cold approach, or 10,000 whatever. This is what I learned. So in this stream, I'm gonna share seven things, all right? Seven things I've learned from cold approaching or coaching cold approach. You know, let me just start that sentence again. I actually have it written down here as well, so it's just abysmal that I'm getting tongue twisted. Right, in this live stream, I'm going to share seven things I've learned from coaching cold approach in over 20 countries around the world for the past 3 years. So whether you're just starting on your journey or you consider yourself a seasoned player, bucket loads of value in this one. The title is deliberately hyperbolic. Because hyperbolic titles get clicks. But I also think the title is justified because when I looked at the analytics of my channel this morning, at the time of recording, this channel has amassed 983,000 views since its inception. So I will have impacted the lives of so many guys who I haven't even met yet. So yeah, I think that title's justified. But anyway, let's get into these seven epiphanovas. So, the first thing that I've learned having coached cold approach for the past 3 years in over 20 countries is every guy who I've ever worked with has battled with a perceived lack of self-worth. Yeah, so at their core, they don't feel as though they're enough. Yeah, so they are going out, they are experiencing failure in advance, they're thinking too many steps ahead, they're rejecting themselves on behalf of the women. This is all going on in their mind, yeah. And a big part of what I do is getting guys who I work with to actually believe in themselves, yeah. And this is why I say it's almost impossible to do all of this stuff on your own, because what I've found to be true is guys are crushingly cruel commentators of themselves, right? They will castrate themselves of their own confidence through the stories that they're telling themselves. Yeah, I think what we need to understand when it comes to cold approach and let's say mindset mastery is all we are is repeated patterns of behavior that we've accepted over time as ourselves. And these beliefs and behaviors become solidified through the language that we're using. Yeah. So if you're saying things like, I suck with women, or I'm an introvert, or cold approach doesn't work, if you're putting these affirmations out there into the world, this is what the world is going to send back to you. Yeah. The world is very much our mirror. And what I've found is when it comes to cold approach, it's 80% inner game. The number's actually probably more than that, but the reason why I'm using 80% is because I don't want to discredit the importance of fashion, fitness, finances. Like, obviously, these things do carry weight, but I think the great epiphanova that I've had in my journey as well, it's all like the mind. Do you know what I mean? Like, as a man thinketh, so is he. Like, if you can just understand this one thing that I'm saying right now, you are going to be on a greater trajectory. It's not just crushing cold approach, but anything you apply yourself to, like, it's all about the way that we think. Yeah. I'm going to do a video as well, because I think it would be useful on like a mindset masterclass, because I think there's so many things that are going into my personal mindset and the mindset or mindsets that I install into the guys who I work with. And this is part of the reason why the guys who I work with get rip-roaring results, because we start off handling this perceived lack of self-worth, like understanding at your core why you don't think you're enough, and then getting you to a place where you actually like yourself. So act as if, know who you want to become, and surround yourself with irrational optimists. Yeah, like when I was living in that grotty apartment in central Leeds and I had £24.82 of universal credit in my bank account, when I looked like a turnip, dressed like a moron, and couldn't pull a muscle, all I had was delusional optimism. Yeah, this is how I define confidence. Confidence is optimism in the absence of certainty. It's your ability to err on the side of optimism rather than being the perpetual pessimist. And because this is what the ego wants, right? The ego wants to be correct. So it's like, if you go into an approach and it goes terrible, it's like, oh, I told you so. It's like, well, congratulations. Like, you've proved yourself right. You've proved how much of an unlovable piece of shit you are. What do you want? A gold medal. It's like, this is what the job of the ego is, self-preservation. Yeah. And the whole point, I think, of cold approach is ego death. Yeah. It's destroying the ego through this baptism of fire. But yeah, every guy, and myself included as well, like, we all battle with this perceived lack of self-worth. What have I put here? I've just made some notes here. I'm just going to hit you with like punchy bullet points, but I am going to do like a mindset video. But talking highly about yourself, removing toxic people from your life, being a connoisseur of content. Yeah, so just being mindful of the content you are consuming. And it's either serving you or it's strangling you. Yeah, so be a connoisseur of content. Make sure make sure, because we're all brainwashed and we're all programmed, right? Anyone who says, oh, I'm not brainwashed, well, you're brainwashed to believe that. But it's like, you have to decide what your programming is. Like, you have to decide what you want to be brainwashed by. For me, I want to be brainwashed by irrational confidence, like delusional optimism. I want to be surrounded by people who share similar views. Not that we all agree with each other, but that vibe and that energy of, yeah, we can achieve anything we set our mind to. Having this irrational faith in our own ability, like, that's the energy that I need to be surrounded by. If you're a negative person, the world will reflect that. Reminding yourself that we're all operating on our own timeline, so don't compare your first chapter to somebody else's final. But yeah, just to quote Plato, people who tell stories rule the world. So I just want to marinate on this first point. We've got six more points to go. I just want to give as much value as possible, but I just think this is super important, this perceived lack of self-worth, because it's this universal human affliction which guys oftentimes don't have the faith that they can actually have these discussions. So I'm doing it on behalf of the rest of us. But it's the stories that we tell ourselves and the beliefs we hold which dictate the reality we experience. Let me just say that one more time so it actually sticks. It's the stories we tell ourselves and the beliefs we hold which dictate the reality we experience. Yeah, so if you're telling yourself the story, approaching girls is hard, no woman is ever going to want me, I can't get girls because insert excuse, then this is going to be the reality that you actualize. I remember there was a really good client of mine, and we worked together. Before we worked together, he had this crazy self-limiting belief over the fact that he was bald, right? So the story that he was telling himself was, I'm not going to be able to get girls because I'm bald. And we had this in-depth discussion. I remember sitting with him and actually discussing this in detail. He was adamant that he needed to get a hair transplant. I was like, look, you can get a hair transplant. I believe any man should do whatever he needs to do to look and feel as good as possible. Or I said, you can just accept it, right? You can just accept who you are. You can own the absolute fuck out of being bald. You can rock like the Bruce Willis, the Jason Statham look. And, you know, just saying like, this is me, take it or leave it. Yeah, and he didn't get the hair transplant. All he needed was positive reference experience. First of all, he needed someone to call him out on his bullshit. We'll call him Brian. I was like, you know, Brian, like, the choice is yours. But the point that I made as well is, we're always chasing dragons, right? He would have got the hair transplant and then he would have found something else to be insecure about. It's like, oh, girls don't like me because I'm not making this amount of money, or girls don't like me because I'm this height, or I'm this race. And it just becomes this catalogue of excuses which castrates us of our confidence. Yeah. I just read a comment then, which, I mean, it just really, like, the mindset of men these days is truly fucked. Like, a guy commented being like, you know, Christian, how do you avoid jealousy? Like, how do you avoid jealousy? Because all of these girls who we're approaching, they don't have to approach. They have options whenever they want them. Like, they're getting, you know, DM'd and all this stuff. Like, how do you avoid jealousy? Because a part of me is really resenting women at this point. And it's like, dude, like, it is what it is. Like, it is what it is. Like, I do not have the mental bandwidth to be entertaining thoughts which do not serve me. That's just the game. That's just the way that the game is. Yeah, girls do have more options. What are you going to do about it? Like, what are you going to do? You're just going to cry into your pillow and complain that the world's not fair. The world doesn't give a fuck. It's about becoming the best version of you, right? Accepting that not every girl's going to be into you. Yeah, not every girl's going to be into you. But the reason, just because you don't get some doesn't mean that you won't get any. And the more you level up your life across the board holistically, the more women you're going to have access to. But please, I feel so passionate about this because I know so many guys are lost in life right now. And they think it's all this external bullshit that's going to get them girls. No, it's not. You can have all of the materialistic trappings, all of the materialistic trophies. You could be the 6 foot fucking giga chad. But if your internal is screwed up and you're following self-limiting paradigms, it does not matter. It's like having a Lamborghini and then being too scared to drive it, or having a Lamborghini and it not even working. Yeah, it's all about the way that we think. Yeah, act as if. The Bible says, pray as if it's already been done. And it's like Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right either way. And the final thing that I am going to go way deeper on mindset, because I actually think it's the most important thing when it comes to attracting women. I think mindset is everything. So just like the live stream if you want. Like the live stream, if you want me to make like a mindset masterclass video, because I could speak for like 10 hours on this topic. And it's as well as your character, like who you are rather than what you have. Mindset is your ultimate purchasing power within the sexual marketplace. Like if you took a placebo drug right now, a doctor called it a really fancy name and had enthusiasm behind it. And when you took this placebo pill, you were brainwashed into believing that you were the most fuckable man on the planet. You could have any girl that you wanted. You can have multiple dates on demand. You're swimming in high quality options. Like if you genuinely believe that to your core, that would be the reality that you experience. And I'm living proof of this. Like I say, like when I started and I had nothing, like literally had nothing. Like you can see it on the early videos. It's all documented. I had no money in the bank. I looked terrible. I was getting comments on the regular from people being like, you're ugly. I knew what I wanted. I knew what I wanted from life. I knew I wanted to be the best in the world at daytime cold approach. I knew I wanted to be living a fully independent international lifestyle. I knew I wanted to have more high quality options. I knew what to do with. I knew above all else that I wanted to be my own best friend. Yeah, I wanted to like myself and I wanted to get the women that I wanted rather than settling for the ones that I thought I could get. Like I wanted to feel fully in control of my dating life. But like, I knew this super early, yeah, and this was the intention that I put out there into the world. Like, I met myself in the future and then reversed engineered it, and then I had this irrational faith and relentless optimism that I am going to get that thing, and now I'm waking up in my dream, to quote Joe Dispenza, yeah, like, every day is a blessing. Like, I'm excited to be me. I'm excited about who I am, and I'm excited about where I'm going. It's not happened by luck, it's happened by design. Yeah, it's happened because I had a clear plan of who I wanted to be. And this is why it's important to write your personal renaissance document. Like, I'll go over this in the mindset masterclass video that I'll make. But yeah, if you're watching the video right now, just drop the live stream a like. If you want, sorry, that was a funny burp. If you want a full in-depth mindset masterclass, like it'll be completely free. I'm not going to charge any money for it. I'll put it out on YouTube. But like the live stream if you want this mindset masterclass video, and I will work relentlessly hard to make that video for you, because I think that's going to change people's fucking lives. So yeah, like the live stream, I'll get that made for you. Maybe I'll make it when I'm in Thailand, actually. I think that'll be fun. We're still on the first point, and I understand that, but I pre-framed this with bucket loads of value, and that's what I'm giving you. So the final thing on the perceived lack of self-worth is... Oh, actually, no, I'll leave this. I'll leave this till the mindset. If you want me to go deeper on the mindset shit, like the live stream, that tells me that you want the mindset masterclass, and then I'll actually put the rest of this stuff in that video, because otherwise this whole video is going to become mindset mastery. But yeah, just like the live stream, if you want me to drop all of my secret sauce on building a bulletproof mindset and achieving every single thing that you want in life, especially when it comes to your dating life. Okay. So epiphanova number two, what I've learned from coaching cold approach for the past 3 years is, and this was actually an epiphanova which was shared to me by a really good friend of mine, Joseph. So shout out to Joseph if you're watching live right now. I've basically stolen your epiphanova, which you expressed to me in crystal clear detail. Cold approach is not a solo sport. Yeah, this is what I've learned from my coaching career so far. Call approach is not a solo sport. It's a team sport, and it's also an extreme sport. All right. So if you're actually serious about conquering call approach and overcoming all of those self-limiting beliefs that have held you back your entire life, then you are wasting your time trying to do it all on your own, right? If you could be going on multiple dates a week, if you could be dating beautiful girls on demand, if you could have any girl who you set your eyes on, then you'd already be doing it, right? You probably wouldn't even be watching these live streams. So it's not a solo sport, right? The whole perpetual lone wolf approach of just parade around the pavements for 8 hours and hope some girl likes me, that's over 10 years out of date. It's not a solo sport, it's a team sport, and it's also an extreme sport. Yeah, like if you're that guy who is just parading around the pavements, you've got no masculine support network, you've got no brotherhood, you've not got any people in your life who you can actually talk to about this stuff, then you're gonna burn out really quickly, and it's distressing for your overall mental clarity, right? Nobody should be doing this on their own. It doesn't mean that you have to be going out with guys every single weekend, but it does mean that you've got a support network in place. You've got like-minded guys who you feel comfortable talking about this stuff, not even just this stuff, but other important masculine topics. Like, you've just got that band of brothers who you can sit round the metaphorical campfire with and being like, yeah, boys, this is what I'm struggling with at the moment. Like, here's how my dating life is right now. I don't have anyone else who I can talk to about this stuff. Like, this is why I created my private network, The Entourage, right? The Entourage is an echo chamber of empathy where guys can connect with other guys who get it, right? Like I said, they don't even have to be with you there in person, but knowing you've got guys who you can drop a message to whenever times are tough, or when you want to share your wins as well. For me, call approach hasn't just been about finding the women I've got cosmic connections with. It's about finding my brothers, right? So yeah, if you're doing it all on your own, then you're missing out on a big part of the game. And the feedback that I get from the guys I've worked with, the guys who are in my entourage, said the being part of the community, like being part of the entourage, it's just changed their entire life completely. Like, the fact that they can wake up every day and there's voice messages, there's messages, there's just shit popping off. Yeah, I'm active in there. We have our group coaching calls every single Sunday, 5 p.m. UK time. It's just this beautiful echo chamber of empathy where we're all working toward the shared vision. We can all express ideas and no one's going to be a little bitch about it. Like, oh, I don't agree with that. It's like, oh, like, people in the entourage, they can challenge my beliefs on things. And that's one of the most beautiful things. It's like, oh, my beliefs can get challenged. I'm not this like sensei of seduction where everything that I say is a gospel. It's like, huh, here's what I've done. Here's what's worked for me. I hope this works for you as well. And then one of my guys might be in South America. And he's like, oh, this is what I found here. This is what seems to work well here. And then feeds it back to us. And it's just like this, this library of knowledge and wisdom and excellence, and a rising tide lifts all the boats. So yeah, this is the second epiphanova. Call approach is not a solo sport. It's a team sport, and it's also an extreme sport. Okay, so the third epiphanova that I want to share is every single guy who I've ever worked with lacks permission, right? Permission is one of the most important things when it comes to call approach, because you've probably right now got some level of shame attached to call approach. Yeah, a part of you might feel as though it's wrong in some way. A part of you might actually have sexual shame. You feel as though it's bad to be a man and to have desires. You feel as though it's creepy or shady, or there's something inside of you which has resistance towards living as your unapologetically full-bodied self because you're scared of getting undesirable feedback from the world. Maybe you're scared what your family will think of you. Maybe you're scared what your friends will think of you. Maybe you're just scared what that voice in your head will think about you. Yeah, this shame that we have, it stops us from giving ourselves the permission to live as we please. Yeah, and the reason for this is because cold approach, daytime cold approach, especially in the UK, or maybe just in the West, it is a socially unorthodox activity. We were having this discussion in the entourage yesterday where even though we know that we're doing this process, if you resonate with me, you'll know that it goes deeper than day game. It's not just about getting girls, it's about the hero's journey. Yeah, it's about becoming the most unapologetically authentic version of you and building and forging a new identity through the fires of adversity. But if you try and have these conversations with guys who just don't get it, maybe it's the people that you went to school with, maybe it's your family, like, they just won't understand. And that's okay. But it's like, you can't convert people through words. You can, but it's like, show, don't tell. Yeah, it's like when the student is ready, the master will appear. Not everybody is ready to receive this information. A lot of people might hear me speak and think, oh, this guy's full of himself, this guy's an absolute wanker, I don't like him. If that's the case, that's fine. Just don't engage with the content. But this sense of shame, yeah, this sense of sexual shame, of social shame, of shame attached to the discipline of day game, it needs to be eradicated, right? And obviously it's a process as well. I don't expect anybody to overcome all of their self-limiting beliefs like after listening to one live stream. But this is why I believe that when guys spend time with me, they learn through osmosis, right? Because when they spend time with someone whose approach to life they want to emulate, you've heard of the admiration becomes imitation, but in a good way. Yeah, so like when guys spend time with me, my approach to life rubs off on them. So like when I'm coaching my guys, whether it's in London, in Bangkok, in Belgrade, in Krakow, in Barcelona, like wherever I'm coaching my guys, I'm showing them how to approach. I'm showing them how to carry a cold approach conversation. I'm showing them how to stop a group of girls in a busy area. I'm not doing these things to be like, oh, look at me. I'm not even necessarily doing these things to show the guys how to do them, because once a guy starts working with me, he's usually consumed a lot of my content anyway. So he already knows like the basics. He already knows what he needs to do. I'm taking these actions to bless him with permission. Yeah, what's that quote? It's like a picture paints 1,000 words. A video probably paints more words, but there is no substitute for seeing the thing in real life. This is one of the reasons why guys make rapid progress when they start working with me, because they can see it. Like, they can see it in real time. They can see the passion in my eyes. They can see the way that I'm carrying myself. One of the a guy commented being like, bro, every time I see you, you're living like you're in your own movie. You're living like you're in your own movie. Like, you're the main character in your own movie. Like, that's infectious. Like, I think this was a guy who's seen me like walking around in London. But it's this. Yeah, you're not gonna learn this stuff by watching videos or listening to podcasts. Like, that's a start, and it will help. It's better than just binge watching your life away on the latest Netflix special. But it's through the library of life. It's through connecting with other like-minded people whose approach to life we want to emulate. So if there's people who resonate with you more than I do, then learn from them, right? Like, get mentored by them, like join their network and allow their approach to life to rub off on you. So it's just finding your people, yeah? Finding your tribe, connecting with those people and being like, listen, bro, I respect you. I want to get to your level. I'm going to learn from you. But I've put here that permission comes through two ways, right? So permission comes through getting positive reference experience and also through having positive masculine influences. So basically permission from the feminine and permission from the masculine. So okay, imagine you're watching this right now. Yeah, imagine you're watching this and you've got a lot of self-limiting beliefs. You're experiencing failure in advance. You're running that bullshit paradigm. Oh, no girl's gonna like me. Cold approach doesn't work. It's difficult to attract good people these days. Online dating has fucked up the dating. But if you're running these stories, this is where you need to begin, right? You need to sit alone with yourself in a dark room and audit and critique your current mindset. This is all where it starts, the mind. If your mindset is flawed, it doesn't matter how many approaches you do. You're not going to get anywhere. Again, this is why I'm going to make Mindset Mastery video. Like the video if you actually want to see Mindset Mastery. Tickle the like button right now, and that tells me that you actually want to see that video, because I don't want to make a video and only like two people want to watch it. So like the video if you want me to go deep on Mindset Mastery. But a sense of permission... permission comes through getting positive reference experiences. So once you have got your mindset on point and you're not playing the game like it's this battle of the sexes, war of attrition, it's us versus them, but you're going out there with the mindset to seduce the world, to leave people better than you found them, it's these positive reference experiences from the feminine which leak into your overall sense of permission. Yeah, so let's say you go out you got tomorrow, you do 10 direct approaches. Let's say you don't get any phone numbers, but let's say all of the rejections which happened were positive. Let's say the girl smiled. Let's say the girl said, thank you. Let's say the girl say, oh, I have a boyfriend, but I really appreciate this. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm sure you'll find someone. Like, these positive reference experiences from the feminine are worth everything, because this tells you that it's okay for you to do it. I can tell you that cold approach is natural and healthy until the fucking cows come home, but until you've had these positive reference experiences, evidence has the loudest voice. If you haven't had any positive reference experience, and the only picture that you've currently painted of cold approach, if it's negative, then this is going to castrate you of your confidence. So if that is you right now, get your mindset on point and then go out and just focus on the open. That's all you need to do. Forget about numbers, forget about dates, forget about having quality conversations. You just want to have this sense of permission, right? So just go out, make people feel good about themselves, become a source of pleasure. Hi, you look amazing. You look beautiful. Have a good day. Where are you going today, you two lovely ladies? I would date the both of you, but I'm married to my grandma. Don't say that. But you can see it, like, my whole energy shifting now. I'm saying this stuff with a smile on my face. Smile more, laugh more, get outside. This shit isn't that deep. It's just talking to girls. There's an abundance of beautiful women in the world. It's another mindset you can have. Like, beautiful women are in abundance, right? Like, it's not this like, oh, you know, all the good girls are taken, or I have to be this like online giga chad, whatever it is. Again, mindset. Focus on your mindset. Like the video if you want mindset mastery. I will create that for you, like the live stream, and also permission from the masculine as well. This is, again, why you want to be surrounding yourself with positive masculine influences, right? So if your friends are talking down about you wanting to improve yourself, if your friends are like, bro, why are you cold approaching? Like, dude, cold approach, that's like PUAs. Like, those guys are weird, which I agree. Like, pickup artists are fucking weird. Like, if you consider yourself a PUA, we're not on the same, we're not on the same frequency. Like scurry away from my channel because I've got nothing to give you. We are freedom from bullshit practitioners. Yeah, that's what we are. Freedom from bullshit practitioners, radically ambitious Renaissance warriors who just want to be living good lives. Yeah, who want to have beautiful women, who want to have mind-blowing experiences, who want to have amazing masculine friends who we can travel the world and crusade with. Like, this is what I give people. Like, this is what I'm giving to you. This is what's inside the entourage. Yeah, it's the network. It's access to me. It's unlimited access to my lifestyle. Positive masculine influences, like having this masculine support network of like-minded guys who just get it and who are on the same frequency and plugged into the same symphonies as you, dude, like, it's everything. Like, it's just everything. So I would say, if you are spending time around a lot of toxic people, it might even be your family as well. It might even be family members who, I'm not saying you have to cut them out entirely, but you might just limit the amount of time you're spending with your family, or the amount of time you're consuming the news or consuming negative content. Again, being a connoisseur of content, yeah? But just removing negative influence from your life. Maybe it's your location. Like, this is another thing that I've learned. It's not on the list, but I'll just say it now because why the fuck not? Environment is everything. Like, if you're not in an environment which is conducive to your expectations, then you need to leave. Like, I grew up in a small town, right? I grew up on a council estate in a small town in the Lake District, about 60,000 people. Every single person in my family works in the same place. It's been that way for generations. You go to school, you go straight into the submarine factory, right? You go straight into the submarine factory. And I made the decision very young that I didn't want that path. And that's why I don't speak to a lot of people in my family, because I don't share their same viewpoints. I don't share the belief that I should, like, the way that I started is not the way I intend to finish. I broke out, right? I broke out from that monotony. Yeah, I didn't want to work in the submarine factory. I was like, fuck you, I'm going to become a magician. I'm going to move to Liverpool. And then in 2020, I'm like, I'm going to become a cold approach coach. I'm going to become the best in the world at daytime cold approach. Again, show, don't tell. Actions speak louder than words. Yeah, if I just sat around with my family around a table being like, right, this is what I'm going to do. No one gives a fuck. Like, no one gives a fuck what I'm going to do, because I'm just this sniveling teenager who has got no life experience. It's like, build it to prove it. Yeah, so now when my family see the life that I'm living, I'm like jet setting and gallivanting across the globe, changing people's lives. Like, they can't even comprehend it. Like, we don't even resonate with each other anymore. But if I'd have listened, if I'd have caved in to familial pressure early, I wouldn't be speaking to you right now. Again, what what's the mantra? Freedom from bullshit. It goes deeper than day game. This is life game. This is about becoming the most fuckable, confident, unapologetic version of you. If you've got negative friends in your life, get rid of them. But yeah, look, we live in the world age of opportunity, right? It's fucking easy to make money online. There's no reason why you have to be in that job, in that dead-end 9-to-5 job, which you're convincing yourself you actually like, but you really don't. If you could wake up tomorrow and be in your ideal reality, what would it look like? Because I guarantee it's not the life that you currently live in, because that's what it was for me. Like 4 years ago, I wasn't the man that I wanted to be. I didn't have the life. I didn't have the opportunities that I wanted. So I worked like an absolute savage to live the life that I'm living now. So yeah, it doesn't happen by luck. It happens by design. All right, the fourth epiphanova was approach anxiety was never real. I love this one. Approach anxiety was never real. So I've made the point before, approach anxiety does not exist. It's not an illness that you can catch. It's not a disease which creeps up on you in the dead of night. Approach anxiety does not exist. Approach anxiety is a term which was created by the day game industry to convince guys there was something wrong with them, so they go and buy their courses. Approach anxiety was never real. Right? Like, it doesn't exist. All you have is social resistance. You just lack practice. You're not introverted. You just lack practice. Like, if you spoke, or I'll use myself as an example. If I sat in this room for the next 100 years, talked to nobody, I would become more introverted. We become what we practice. So it's about practicing and flexing this social muscle, right? So a guy might come to me and he's been struggling with approach anxiety his entire life. After 20 minutes of us being together, he's done 3 direct call approaches and he's a completely new man. That's why I say a day with me is worth a year on your own, because I will just melt away all of the nonsense that you're saying to yourself. And like, you want this. You need that in your life. You just need a no bullshit commentator who's going to tell you what you need to know rather than what you want to hear. Oh, I can't get girls because I'm bald. No, it's not your bald head which is castrating you of your confidence. It's your mindset, you stupid fuck. You are an incredible human being. You've got so many interesting things going on in your life, and you are denying these women the opportunity to meet you because you can't get out your own way. You can't just accept that you've got a bald head, which for a lot of women, it doesn't even fucking matter. So it's like, it's not the thing, it's your belief in the thing which is fucking you over. But yeah, look, approach anxiety was never real. Like one of my proudest moments with every new person who I work with is watching them do that first approach, because the majority of guys who work with me, they are complete beginners when it comes to this stuff. And just, you know what I was saying before about the importance of belief? Yeah, most of the guys who I work with, they've never truly had someone who believes in them. And I understand this, right? Like, I grew up in a single parent household. I didn't have a masculine role model. You know, it's like you learn through the library of life, right? You learn through the school of fucking hard knocks. But like, I know what it's like to be going through life thinking no one believes in you. And that's why I go above and beyond to just fill people with delusional optimism, right? Because I understand the power of belief. Yeah, when you have someone who just has got a rational faith, who's more excited about your future than you are, dude, that shit is contagious. Like, you can't help but be inspired. You're just going to get carried away on the tide of my optimism. So like, when I see my guy do first direct call approach, dude, be careful if you're in London, because you're gonna hear me shouting that shit from the rooftops. Like, I'm embracing him, I'm hugging him, like, dude, what, like, what all this bullshit you're telling yourself, like, oh, I have this approach anxiety, I've got the worst case for approach anxiety. It's like, dude, in 20 minutes you've done 3 direct call approaches, the girls are loving you, and we've only just gotten started. So approach anxiety was never real, right? So I made a note here. Imagine you wanted to become fluent in Spanish, but you were just teaching yourself at home. Progress is going to be painfully slow. But imagine you instead lived in a Spanish-speaking country for 3 months, and whilst you were there, you got yourself a Spanish tutor and you got a job in the local area. By the end of these 3 months, you're going to be speaking like a native. Why? Accountability. You've got accountability. You've got a reason. You've got a clear why. What did Nietzsche say? He who has a strong enough why can bear any how. if you're alone in a Spanish-speaking country and you've got a job in that country, then you better become fluent. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to get through your day-to-day life. Yeah, I think applying pressure to ourselves is one of the fastest ways to promote personal growth. If you're just watching videos or spending all your time on your own, you're not talking to anybody, like, good luck making any progress with cold approach. But if you apply pressure to yourself, yeah, you can apply pressure in so many different ways. The way that I've always used in my life, and is the way which I suggest you, if you're serious about mastering this stuff, do. Right, the financial investment, the stronger the emotional commitment, right? Apply pressure to yourself, right? Invest a lot of money, take on someone else's expertise and allow their approach to life to rub off on you, yeah? If you want to become a great boxer, then learn with a great boxing coach, yeah? Just show up to the training every single day, do exactly what your trainer tells you. Yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable, but by making yourself viciously uncomfortable, that's how you're going to grow. So applying pressure to yourself, fucking works. Number five, so the fifth epiphanova that I've learned from coaching a lot of guys is you need to make sure that you're committed to the process, all right? This isn't some magic bullet or overnight fix. Yeah, cold approach is a way of being. It's part of your hero's journey. And the guys I've worked with who've got the best results from this process have been the guys who've gone all in with it. Yeah, so I've spoke at length about the importance of having an obsession period where you give yourself full to go hard with this skill set. So a 90-day obsession period. So you do 30 cold approaches every single week for a full 90 days, and you're living and breathing this skill set. Yeah, you don't have to do this forever. You might not even do the full 90 days. You might find that you get proficient after like 5 weeks. But by having a clear amount of approaches in mind, like 30 approaches a week, just getting out there into the field, learning through the library of life, living and breathing the skill set, amazing. So I've wrote here about telling a story about a client. So we'll call this client Richard. All right, so Richard is not his real name. But Richard worked with me in May of last year. All right, so he just come out of a 10-year relationship. We worked together in London, and he said to me after doing the final approach on the final day, right, I now need to go away and reflect on everything we've done together and then go all in with this, all right? So we'd finished our immersion, I'd worked with him in person, I'd give him the entire playbook, I'd held him accountable for his actions. He was fully aware this was not going to be an overnight fix. It wasn't going to be some magic bullet formula. He knew that this works as long as he did. So I saw him, I said au revoir to him on that final day in London, and then I met up with him, all right? I met up with Richard a couple of months later, a completely new man. I remember walking, so I had a date that was going on in Knightsbridge. So we walked together on this, well, not, we were on a date, but we walked to my date together, and dude, like, he was just a completely new man. I remember shaking his hand when I was going off to my date, and he's like, bro, just thank you so much. You have completely changed my life. And this was only after a couple of months. And then I met up with him a couple of months after that occasion. And he told me that he's now in a long-term relationship with a beautiful girl who's 7 years younger than him. And like the person he was when he first came to me after coming out of that 10-year relationship, like long-term relationship, to where he's at now, it just proves that this works as long as you do, yeah? And I think, well, this actually leads on to our next point, which is cold approach fucking works. I think every person who coaches cold approach, I think we all, when we're first starting our journey, battle with the intrusive thought that, right, I've got proficient at this skill, but am I actually going to be able to teach it? So I got my first dates from cold approach 3 weeks after I started. So the dates happened like back to back. So I was good. Like, I was good at this skill set quick, but I had a magic background. Yeah. So I was cold approaching people since the age of 13 for magic purposes. But the self-limiting belief I had when I decided to actually coach this stuff was, am I actually going to be able to get results? Am I actually going to be able to transfer my knowledge, my skill, my expertise onto other people? Not just in the UK, but everywhere that I go. And the answer is a resounding yes. Like if you go onto my website, there's a link below. You can look at all of the client experiences. There's a playlist as well on my YouTube channel. It's called Client Experiences. So yeah, for anybody who doesn't have any faith in my ability as a coach, if anybody doesn't believe in my proficiency, I make sure to document it all on the internet for the world to see, because evidence has got the loudest voice. So yeah, if you go into the playlist on my channel, Client Experiences, if you click the link below, that'll take you to a sales page, which is basically my website. You'll be able to see more about the entourage there. But yeah, you can see all the testimonials, you can see the results that I've got by working with people. So this works as long as you do, right? It's not about talent, it's about tenacity. Yeah, like if you're gonna apply yourself to this journey of, let's call it, masculine excellence, like if you're actually going to undertake this odyssey of cold approach, then you do need to go all in with it. Right? Like going halfway with half a heart only digs a deeper grave. So yeah, if you're going to start, as Charles Bukowski said, go all the way. Yeah. And again, you don't need to be, I say the mantra, yeah, learn day game, don't become a day gamer. So yeah, go hard with the skill set, have an obsession period where you live and breathe the skill set. And then, yeah, like I think it's just important for people to recognize that all this is talking to people. It's just talking to people. Yeah, the more you open, the more you close. And the seventh epiphanova that I had is most guys want relationships, right? This is the final epiphanova that I want to share. Is when you strip it all back, like when I sit down with my guys, like away from all the bullshit, away from all the noise, they want to have a relationship, right? They want a best friend who they can do life with. Yeah, like I think that's what we all want, if we're honest with ourselves. We all want to feel wanted. We all want to receive love from the feminine. We all want to be loved for who we are rather than what we have. But I do think in this industry, you're almost shamed for wanting that monogamous long-term relationship. And I see it in the guys that I work with. I can see the hesitation in their eyes when I sit down. I'm like, right, what do you actually want? You don't need to tell me, you don't need to give me like the answer where you think, oh, I'm going to think this guy's cool. I want to know what you want, not what you've been brainwashed by the brain dead into believing you want to want, but what do you actually want? And the majority of guys who I work with, when you strip it all back, they say, do you know what, Christian? I just want to have, like, I want to have that wife-worthy woman. I want to have that woman that I can do life with. Like, that's what I want. I want to have that companionship. I want to have the affection. I want to be able to, like, I don't know, go to the fucking farmer's market on the weekend and just go buy tofu together. Like, that's what I want. I think when we are clear on what we want, like when we are clear on what we actually want to get from this process, that's what the universe delivers to us. Yeah, like that's what we are rewarded with. And that's why it's important for you to write down your personal renaissance document. Like, who are you? What do you actually want to get from this process? And it's like, you know, your feelings might fluctuate as well. Like, you might be a 28 year old guy right now, and maybe you're going through a bit of a dry spell and you might just want to play the field for the next year, and then you want to find that wife-worthy woman, like whatever it is. But like, you're not going to get it if you don't know what it is that you actually want. Yeah, there's no good booking a flight to Hawaii if you actually want to go to Zimbabwe. Like, you're on the wrong plane, you're on the wrong flight path, you're on the wrong trajectory. So getting clear on what you want and having full faith and going all in with that thing as well. Like, wanting what you want to want rather than what other people have told you that you want to want. So yeah, that's the list. Hope you like it. If you resonate with me, you like what I do, then come and connect with me, rest of my guys inside the entourage. First link in description, I'll take you there. And yeah, if you've got any questions, then DM me the word, or just DM me on Instagram. DM me on Instagram at Christian Magician if you've got questions or topics you want to hear me discuss. And yeah, like the live stream as well. And yeah, if you want that mindset mastery video, like the live stream, just leave a comment as well if that's something that you're actually interested in. And then if enough people want it, then I will make that video, which is everything that I know about creating a bulletproof mindset and attracting beautiful things into your life so you can live like a beautiful blossoming geranium on a warm summer's day. Anyway, I appreciate all of you. Like the live stream. I will speak with you tomorrow. Mwah.